Well, hey there, and welcome back to the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast. Hey, my name is Bobby McGraw, and I'm privileged to get to serve as one of the pastors here at Sugar Hill Church. We absolutely love our community. We love our neighbors. We love our neighborhoods. If you've got some neighbors, you've got some friends that don't really go to church anywhere, they don't have a place that they can call home, I want to encourage you to intentionally invite them to be part of Easter week here with us. Maybe they don't want to do the whole week, but they'll come with you on Easter Sunday, and we'd love to have them. We believe it's powerful when we reach out to our neighbors and we really engage them in meaningful conversations. Oftentimes, those conversations honestly don't start out of nowhere. A great way to start is just to have them over for a meal. Grill something out, invite them over, and build those relationships. If you're wondering, hey, what can I invite them to? Just visit sugarhilleaster.com. That's just sugarhilleaster.com, and it simply lays out all the different services and all the different experiences that are part of this year's Easter. Well, as we think about Easter, I've been thinking a lot about the Passover meal. A week or so ago, we talked about one of the cups that was part of that Passover meal. Well, the third cup that was part of that meal is something that's called the cup of redemption. Now, we don't use that word redemption a lot. It used to be even on Coke machines, it would say redeem for however many cents that machine was for. Redemption is a word that means to buy somebody's freedom. Jesus bought your freedom with his life on the cross. That's what he paid. That was the cost that was involved. And so at the Last Supper, when Jesus was with his disciples, just before being betrayed and being arrested, Jesus went through that Passover meal and he said, "This third cup, I want to give it a new meaning. This is the promise of a new covenant between you and God, a new promise of freedom that comes through my blood." Jesus was saying, "I am going to a cross and my life blood is going to be poured out for you." He was saying, "I want you to take this cup of redemption and I want you to see it from now on as a representation of the fact that I'm pouring out my blood for you. And I want you together to take this and drink this and to remember me." Jesus is the fulfillment of everything that was in that Passover meal. He's the bread of life. He is God's promise in our life. The blood on the doorpost in Egypt, now that is fulfilled in Jesus, who sacrificed his life for us, who poured out his blood to set us free from sin and guilt. Here's what the Bible says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord." Jesus sets us free from ourselves, he sets us free from our fears, and he sets us free from our sin and our guilt. That's why we can celebrate Easter. And man, I want to encourage you, even after we pass through this Easter season, anytime we take communion or the Lord's Supper at church, anytime we pass out the bread and we pass out the juice, I want to encourage you to slow down, to take a moment to think about the power of that moment when Jesus lifted up that cup that we lift up and says, "This is the blood of the new covenant. It's through Jesus." Man, have a great day today, and we look forward to seeing you back here soon on the Sugar Hill Church Weekday Podcast.